Welcome everyone to Arcane Recovery.
Oh shit, we're already recording.
Yeah, we are already.
Hey,
that's my bit.
Yeah, Soul's bit.
Oh my gosh, Arcane Recovery.
What? I have an idea. Let's just say silent so nobody says a thing after.
Welcome to our
Jake.
It's Arcane Recovery. Well, after a week.
After hours.
That's what I was thinking. Like that.
Welcome to Arcane Recovery, where this is an after talk show of the previous two episodes of episode 13 and 14, where
I did the math.
Yes. Yeah. Last week was a lot for us, so we decided to just switch this switcheroo this Arcane Recovery and begin with it.
There's an ant on my mic.
Oh,
what?
That is crazy. Yo, dude,
it's huge.
Dude, that is a huge ant.
Get brother off the mic.
Get off of there.
Oh. Well,
eat him.
That goes to show you the apartment life.
I really
that was
hope,
our special guest.
I really hope that all we hear on Adam's mic is.
That would be awesome, dude. That'd be great.
Featuring special guest,
the ant,
Anthony.
I was gonna say that. Okay, Anthony. That was crazy. That was such a large ant, yeah, man. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I have the power to control bugs, I guess.
Yeah, so
man.
A lot happened. You guys got shit done. You're finally
yeah. You got shit done.
It took us six sessions.
That's what happens when we have just a day to get the information. We're like,
exactly. No, actually,
time limits more often. No, that was a joke. Yeah. Don't do it. Thank you.
Well. So, speaking of which, what was some of your favorite parts of these episodes? Who wants to start?
Where
first?
You going? Normally we go.
Heath. Right?
I really enjoyed just like being there for Brian. I had no clue what's going on, but he's gonna threaten a bunch of people in a guild. Fuck it, I'll do it too.
Oh my god. I'm catching myself up on the contract. Just skip me right now. I need to reread it.
Cool. Adam.
There's so much that happened. I personally think one of the things that was my favorite part that I'm very interested in. Well, it's two things, kind of. It's what the heck Brian needs me for. I always got really confused. He keeps telling me there's a reason. I'm like, I don't know. That's scary when you say there's a reason. And also Gael's packing was crazy. I was like,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
My theories on that are wild. So that's. I'm very intrigued by what's about to happen with that.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. I think, like, I mean, you could tell us, Jake / Brian, where I think it was just like everyone that Brian up at this point has trusted to a degree.
And I was first.
Well, unless he has more secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, Brian just grabbed the people that he trusts the most out of the group because, I mean, he doesn't. He had one connection with Elxador that one time, but also he's such like a lawful stick up the butt dude.
Stick up the butt. whoa.
In Brian's opinion, not mine.
They just kissed.
And then, I mean, barely any interaction with Nyssa, and roughly the same with Gael, so. Yeah. It made sense.
Lycan was there.
I was there because I said, I'm gonna go where Leo goes.
Well, and Brian had no issue with that. That's the thing, mm-hmm. though. He wasn't against it.
He just likes me more.
That's okay.
Well, not neutral. It's just he wanted just Leo for a particular reason that you'll all find out soon enough, I'm sure.
I'm scared. Jesus. I'm scared my boy's going to die.
But then when more people started joining, he was like, all right, you can join if you want to, Sig, I guess. So,
and then everyone came along.
Yeah.
The gang's all here. Anyway,
Sophia.
I think I enjoyed seeing Nyssa open up more. That was
also really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
What do you want to say? Everyone just like looked. So everyone knows, everyone got quiet and then looked in my direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about it.
You're opening up more. You have anything to say about
that? Yeah. Reveal your backstory.
Those are my favorite moments.
You. Well, yeah, but I enjoyed seeing this open up more. I think just so the viewers know, I have a cute little cough going on. So if you hear it, some sexy hacking in the background. It's just that's me.
Just little old me.
This is little old me.
to bounce off that, I do. I like that moment for the aspect of the fact that both the DMs were getting to finally have a roleplay moment.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Both these characters are, like, kind of behind that, like, all right, I need to do storytelling first, and then those characters will do their thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's behind that wall of having to do the storytelling for everything. So I thought it was really cool that, like, the story took on a sidebar, and then you went over here to actually just have both of the characters that are behind the DMs be able to actually talk to each other and show some form of their story or just have a moment with each other, which is not usually seen very often, which is cool.
Yeah. I was going to say, to go off of that, with that scene specifically, I loved getting to do that, because for those of you at home that aren't aware, like, Nick and I are roommates. Like, we literally have lived together for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
And we have been best friends ever since that point. And it's like, we've had our own, like, moments where we get to, like, interact, yeah, and we make out in the corner.
Why'd you tell him?
Shit. It's not, wait. but yeah, so I really enjoy getting to, like, just have a connection moment with my best friend who literally sits right across the table from me, of us going, like, hey, we're friends, right? Why?
Yeah.
and just having that interaction. I thought that was pretty cool.
I don't know. We were just kind of together ever since. I don't know if we actually formed a bond.
Jesus.
No. Yeah. Well, no, I really loved it, because I know that this is probably, it was like the third or fourth time I said, like, oh, Elxidor is from Zillionek and that's from the slums and all that. But, like, I thought it was a really good moment for, like, a connection, because with how Nissa was like, well, I'm kind of in a similar situation with Brian, where I have my own magistrate and I'm being treated very poorly. And it was like, well, hey, so was I. But also, to go straight back to episode one, where I had on my death save, where I talked about my memory.
God, so that was episode one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
yeah, we should do more death saves.
Do more.
Don't you worry.
Arc three's coming.
Don't worry. Well, I mean, if you guys go to the fight ring, maybe Brian will just get knocked the fuck out and we'll get some memories. Yeah. But but I thought it was a really good moment where he could just be like, well, yeah, like, we're actually travel back a bit. I forget what exactly you said, but it was like, or it was about being selfless. And like, there is the difference between you not knowing that in any point of your backstory and, mm-hmm. and your journey through here, and then Elxidor being that type of person, be like, yeah, I'm in it for the people. Like, that's what I care about. And
being loved with condition versus not. Yes.
No. Yeah.
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 So cute.
Yeah. And then also, like, in between this week, Caven and I were talking, and then I had this little epiphany moment where I was just like, man, there's a lot of things that Elxdor, like, is trying to wrap his mind around. And we got to a point where how everyone morally gray is in the party except Elxdor.
Yeah. It was really interesting when we were comparing, because like, we were talking about, like, the crazy, like, it was something we were just talking about, like, it's interesting how the party interacts amongst itself, and like, Nick was like, oh, like, I don't know, like, why, like, this certain thing is, like, going this way. And I was like, well, can we just, like, pause for a second and can we recap, like, who's actually in the party? Nissa, who's very mysterious, there's a bunch of things going on behind there, very clearly not, doesn't have anything against killing people. Sig, the literal Nightrend of Gelgrados. Brian, a convicted felon. Leo, a guy who accidentally kills people whenever he uses his magic.
Sorry.
Lycan, somebody who's very against law of society and very free with that. And then Gael, who has now started forming their own justice and how that looks. And, like, then there's just Elxidor, who's like, yeah, I used to go to the soup kitchen every now and then and really pay back to the community. And I think that that's...
Yeah, like, the Boy Scout.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it is... It's evident whenever you think about it like that.
Yeah, it's a really good dynamic.
Yeah.
It gives him, like, the auto leader role out of the group because he's so figured out compared to everyone else.
He's very Papa.
Yeah.
Papa.
Papa.
You are like Papa. Yeah. But...
Ari, what was your favorite?
Yes. Kind of hard in a way, because favorite is like kind of a strong word for, I would say that more the story consequence of Gale going to the Prosaphone is my favorite bit. Maybe not. I mean, that experience was awesome. However, I was like real life heart pounding, shaking the entire time. So it's like, wow, I loved that. No, I didn't. But it was really cool. And what I love about it, and I'm glad that I sort of rushed into doing that, because I think it's what Gale would do. And what I was hinted at afterward with Gale going and packing, and no one knows what that means, except for me. I think that it's allowed me to have a turning point with this character, because I was talking, Nick and I were talking a little bit on, just texting back and forth about some plans that I have for this episode,
yeah.
Because I thought they might be curveballs for him. And, fun fact, they were definitely, a little bit. And we were talking about the idea of setting status quo, and that, especially as an actor, I'm very like set in the idea that like a character must want something to be interesting, and to have external goals. And I think a lot of Gale's growth and movement and things have either been completely internal or away from the party. And I'm really excited for what this situation means in their development. So it was my favorite for that reason. I also loved the conversation between Nyssa and Alxador, and particularly that moment of like, they're just talking about blah, blah, blah. Are we friends? Like, that just like shocked me to my core in just an amazing way. So like, gorgeous storytelling, you guys. That Thanks. Was very rambly of me, but you know, it's like awesome. 11 a.m. and here we are.
Yeah, hey, we got energy, and that's good.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part was getting to see Atlas and Gale talk, because it's really interesting. And I was talking with Nick a little bit about this over this week. I thought it was interesting to see how Atlas was the one who chose Iago Cross.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about that. And holy shit, that makes me,
thoughts. It was very interesting, because I was like, because I mean, so for those of you at home, I mean, Nick and I have been, we've said this multiple times, we've been working on this for like 2 years. Nick and I have an entire document that is devoted to just deity related things and gods. And we have an entire separate, we have a whole folder devoted to that. We have an entire separate document that has all of the champions, and there is 5 champions per 1 god.
Holy shit, that's more than I thought.
Yeah, like, so we have an absurd amount of notes on like all of these people. And Atlas the Obsequious was one of the ones that we had since the beginning of writing.
Yeah, he was a character that I, oh my god.
Yeah, you brought him over. Yeah. Well,
yes, because quick travel back to, shout out to my boys, Will and Christian and Corey, I think.
Those are his friends from home.
Yeah, my friends from home. But we remember that little campaign that I mm-hmm. did where we did the, it was the dungeon crawl.
Yeah, we did a big dungeon crawl that Nick wrote
and everything. Oh, and also Will. There's a Will M and there's a Will T. There are two Wills.
Yeah,
for
two
this.
Different roles.
And then in this dungeon crawl campaign, they discovered this underground city that belonged to the Yuan T. And
which are snake people.
Oh yeah, and it was like a my whole thing was like a Bodak was going to be the BBEG. It was like a really low level campaign. And one of the things that I had for it was that Atlas was going to be an NPC that you guys were going to mm-hmm. Meet, because he worked for a Nightwalker. And then that kind of evolved to whenever I ran a campaign for my girlfriend and friends, I had him as a champion of this Nightwalker again. And you know, he's a good guy now. So he's not working for a Nightwalker, guys. He's working for Karmos.
Well.
So
not everything is what it seems.
Yeah, and
I
so
hear, I feel like
yeah. So then, so then there was like Karmos with a death domain, and I'm like, you know what, this guy needs an appearance, so let's put him in.
Yeah. And so it was really cool to get to see like A, the fact of like, Gale was like, oh, I'm coming to talk to you. Like, I need to figure this out. And then he was like, I made the choice that Iago was going to be the person. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was so shocked. But yes, like, one of the reasons why it's so, I really like getting to see those characters finally be brought to life. Like, it's really cool to like, cause to have that picture from Pinterest for 2 years, then to just be like, oh, this is like a guy who like does things in our world and actually is a thing. So really cool. Nick is now showing the cool art that we have for him. It's very sick as well.
Okay, that's actually very similar to how
I he does very much so have
that. I was also going to say, like,
go my brain.
Scorpion, almost.
Yes. Ooh. I do. Okay. Like, from Mortal Kombat Scorpion. Yes. Yeah. I absolutely see that.
Nah, the bug.
He could have meant from Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was thinking Spider-Man.
Oh.
Yeah, we was thinking, Spider-Man.
Yes, the bug. Mac he has dog. A huge pinto in the bag. But yeah, that's why it was my favorite. I really enjoyed getting to see that. I'm glad we got to share the art because it's fucking sick.
Yeah. I would say my favorite part is actually, I wouldn't, it's in the favorites, but it's more of like the DM is terrified moment where you guys decided to potentially climb a wizard's tower. You know, for those who played Baldur's Gate 3, you know, or like any, I'm gonna enter a wizard tower to, you know, be like, yeah, let's climb it. What could go wrong?
I see no issues.
Yeah. Well, because like whenever you guys were asking, it's like, oh, how many balconies there are? I knew there were three, so I wanted to be like, there's two redacted balconies. Because I knew as soon as I said the third one, you guys were like, let's go to the third one.
Okay. Well, it actually made me personally want to go up even more when you said redacted two. I was like, I'm definitely going to go in the third one then. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. It's like you look up and there's that just like black sensor bar. And
like, I wonder what's under there.
Yeah. And then there was Brian going up to the entire guild to be like, where's my friends? And he's like, no.
He said it just like that.
Yeah. When you put it like that, it's
where's my friends?
Arg, where's my friends? I love how
slowly transition.
Where be my besties?
That's awesome.
That's funny. Arg, my homies.
Jake, did you share a favorite?
I did not.
Go ahead.
My favorite part, I can't go into too much detail about right now because it was when everyone left the room. And it was just a solo conversation with me and Nick. And we had a nice, lovely little chat. And this contract is very well typed up. I will say it's very well written. And I'm going to forget parts of it. And Brian's going to break something and I'm going to be like, oh shit, no. And then I'll deal with the consequences later.
Nick's going to sit across the table with pince-nez and just be like,
yeah. See this book? I have notes now.
I don't want to break anything, but I'm going to forget something. I mean,
you said it was well written. Let's hear it.
Well, and for those of you at home, I don't know if they realize that like normally the way we operate is like we would have time to like in between sessions to like kind of hear like back to our episodes, but because it's only been a week and we're kind of trying to crank some stuff out, we really haven't. So typically I at least would have gotten to hear contract stuff, but I haven't yet because we're not even close.
What's in my contract?
Exactly.
I can't tell you. Yeah. I just thought it was interesting because in our other session of this group, the last time I was alone with the DM, I died. So I'm glad that didn't happen this time around.
He did.
This is true.
Thank you for your quote.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No. I
can he quote you on that?
Yeah. Can I quote you on that? Yeah. I'll sign it too.
Yeah. I really loved it, and I don't think this is spoiler territory, just because I wanted to like not confirm your guys' theories about the magistrate, but like what was a lot of. Like, say, warlocks, perchance, whenever they get into deals and what that may be, there's always like, here's my contract where it's like I sell my soul or something like that. And I wanted to, like, provide something that can be, like, substance for between, like, the signee and the contractor and create this, like, here's everything that, like, is laid out in the contract to be like, here's what I want. Here's what I'm going to give you. What do you, and like to kind of get a little snippet of how that conversation went, where he's like, here's everything that I'm going to give you. And if you do these things, I will give you this thing. And then if you decide you want, you have the option to amend any of this, but if you do, you might not get some of those things that I said. And that was the conversation that Brian was trying to figure out and be like, ah, shit, well, here's some things. And in that conversation, there was, you know, what were, you can mention the things that Brian was trying to fight for and get for making the deal. Until you learned where he's like, actually, we don't need a deal. Here's free information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I?
Yeah.
You're allowed to.
If you want.
I think you're about to find out anyway. So.
Yeah, great.
I
think that's more fun we'll in see. Game.
So yeah. I kind of warlock to my class. Is that what you're saying? I can add.
No.
Multi-classing.
I'm a Hexblade.
Yeah, and as that happened, sick. I was in Haven's room, and I was playing with one of those door stops. And I did that for the entire time they talked.
It's true.
Yeah. Which was like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, we were just sitting in my room, and we actually got too loud at one point. I'm pretty sure we cut that part out. But we were like our walls are very thin here. So we were just like, we had been sitting there, what, for like 2 hours, like 5 hours already recording. And we were all like at our wit's edge, just be like, yeah, this is our time to finally socialize. And we were just like talking it all out and everything like that. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. What did go on in Haven's bedroom?
Don't say it that way,
yeah, you're saying these walls are thin. Heat's playing with the dongle.
Candles were lit.
Candles were lit.
Oh, God.
Was playing.
There was cool posters.
There were cool posters.
Yeah. I have posters of dragons from D&D on my wall. It's pretty sick.
That's a brag or anything.
Cool band no big. Yeah. Got my mother sign stuff, which yes, I am a mother lover, and you should go support them
because I also love my mom.
Big mama's boy.
Yeah.
Is that what they call their fans? They should.
Mama's boys.
Yeah. They should. I don't know. I honestly do. They have a name for their.
I don't know.
Let's get in contact with them right now.
You're right. I'll book another VIP tour.
Guys, if you can figure out
right next to him alongside.
Yeah, it's perfect. We'll be the opening act, 2 hours worth.
Yeah, 2 hours of D&D. They'll
be our chaser.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the chaser.
All right. So I
was going to say
that's okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you can figure out what mother song is on Lycan's playlist, viewers, then I don't know, bonus points to you.
Crisp high five from the Heath Chase.
He will fly to your home.
I will be. I know where you live.
We can ship him.
He's like 50 cents to ship. It's so easy.
Yeah, it's actually, they have a specific packaging system only for Heath.
They pay us to get rid of them.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
They only have to pay for my body and weight, like size and weight. You know what I mean?
And it's a perfectly shaped box.
It's perfect. I don't have to move.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a coffin.
But you have to stand the whole time. You are vertical. You're not laid down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's talk more about
Han Solo.
Yeah.
Han Solo. Whoa, whoa.
So actually, I'm reviewing some of my notes because I wrote down certain things that I wanted to ask for Arcane Recovery. And this is a really good like thing that came across my mind. Where it's like tone. And for you guys, I wanted to ask, like, how do you think this mystery is going and what you're finding out and what the differences that are between like Haven's first arc and then what you're trying to figure out in this arc? Yes.
For this arc, the mystery is super cool, and I've never felt like I'm so wrong about who I'm accusing, just because like we have pointers, but like in regards to how like this actual mystery is going and everything that we have, it's like speculation more than it is like an actual like, oh, it's definitely this person. Like we've got like I feel just like we're so incorrect, and that's why Brian has this longer contract, and that there might be some other things that we messed up on. And yeah, we're doing our best as investigators, I think.
It was actually Barry. He did it.
Barry.
Barry.
No, yeah. I didn't do it.
No.
No.
I don't know why we switched to a raising hand system, but it did happen.
There we go.
I don't know. I had a thought.
Both within and slightly differing from what Adam said. Like, I totally agree. It's so speculative, but I definitely, it was really fun in a lot of ways because it felt like for so long that we knew nothing. We were getting nowhere. Everything was bad. And I was like, we're so deeply cooked. And then
everything had that crashing down all at once.
Yeah. And then we had that conversation where we were actually putting shit together. And I was like, oh, it feels like that point in a mystery story. And I think that's a testament to you made really great clues, Nick, but also it feels way more real in that it is not super obvious, like, oh, it's the butler kind of thing. Like, because this mm-hmm. world is so expansive and there's so many different things and point of views and moral compasses at play, it was both very satisfying to like finally be like, oh, okay, we know something, but also be like, we could still be totally off, but at least we made that goddamn report. Oh my god.
I feel like there's so much more. There's so much more. And I don't know what it is.
And what if it's just the magistrate wanting us to find a good reason that somebody else killed these people?
I can't. That's what I'm saying. I think it's the dude who has devil horns who doesn't have devil horns who then gave it.
Like, ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, what's really, like, just to expand on that.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
I've been in this really weird, like, rah, mood since last night. I don't know why. We had, like, a kind of crazy, fun, but also, like, deeply stressful night. The junior class had a benefit concert for raising money for our senior showcase in New York, which was a super great idea, and a lot of it was fun, but we were also like battling tech the whole time, and I think it made everyone like a little insane. Yes. So
most definitely
still rubbing off on my mood.
You're all good. It was awesome.
It was technology, it was
great, but So I have not let go of my like weird raw stim. Apparently,
perfectly fine. It's a good stim.
Yeah.
Are you gonna say that?
I was gonna say to like add on to that is that I wanted to be very detail oriented and like kind of compared, like Haven and I talked about this, where like I play the long game for my campaigns. I love laying everything out and then you guys trying to find it, where like I know that Haven was explaining a bit where you just, or do you want to?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. Nick and I were sitting down a couple days ago and we were just like reviewing and reflecting. I think it was on Friday. We were reviewing and reflecting across a bunch of different things because we like to make sure we like check in, see like, hey, like what's going on and stuff. And I confessed to Nick, I was like, honestly, I've been really frustrated because I'm just like, I am just somebody who like, I love these mysteries and that sort of stuff. And I feel like, and like, this is not a dig at Nick, like it wasn't anything Nick did. It was just, we would go somewhere and we would find like one thing out and then it didn't actually deal anything with the thing. I was like, motherfucker, like why are we going to these people who have no information? Like it was like I was getting frustrated, not at Nick, but just at the situation, because we were just continuing to like go to these places and find out things but not case specific things. And and we were talking about it and I was like, well, I am just more a streamlined person. Like I like to be bam 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 bam. That's just me. And I love to get to see the difference, but like we were talking about that, I as a person, I was just like, God, what is the information I need to know to figure out who it is? Because it drives me crazy.
And then whenever we went to the guards place and they gave us all the people that died, I was like, oh my, what?
Yeah,
what
we've been doing for the past 30 minutes.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy. But I guess it has that form of realism with a case. Like, you're never going to just, like, the kid, you're not going to be like, okay, let me follow the crayon dotted map and go to this place and be like, hey, they gave me the exact thing I needed to hear and now I know who the killer is.
Yeah,
like,
and I think the frustrating part was just we are being our characters, which fucking rocks.
It does.
Like, and that's the whole point of this show. So I think that it was frustrating because all of our characters are so not attentive to the case sometimes. Like in the best way.
Oh yeah.
Like we're dealing with our own things and that's awesome and cool. And that's,
that's a very our group thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shows you and why I love getting to see this stuff and why I love that we're investigators, that like our title is investigators, but are we really investigators? You know what I mean?
Building our way up.
I was thinking about this because like none of us really, the closest anyone has to experience in this kind of thing was maybe Alcador being a sort of guard kind of person. And like none of us know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fascinating and really cool. And also like, oh my God, why did Riker hire us? Because what the fuck? We don't know what's happening. But that's kind of fun because I think in a lot of D&D campaigns, like everyone's like, oh, we're adventurers and this is what we do and we're good at it and whatever. And we've been given a title and we're like, God, we're not qualified for this.
Yeah.
We were going to climb the wizard's tower.
Oh, Leroican.
So true. We literally just fought Leroican last night.
Really?
Very good, yeah. Kicked his ass real fast.
Oh, yeah. Pushover. Yeah.
It did. Yeah.
It's Baldur's Gate.
But, but that reminds me of like for the Wizard Tower where what like a good fascination that I had was like the difference between you guys interacting with, Magister Zevrich Dragorum, where there's like I said, back to tone, it is like entirely different where on one hand, hey, this is a really cool magic conjuration school where there's like these floors that go to these different demiplanes of space and you're learning how to summon and interact with the elements for conjuration magic. And it's led by this, like, you know, like this archmage. And it could, like, on one side, it could have like a Hogwarts or a Strixhaven feel to it. Mm-hmm. But then on the other side, for you guys as investigators, where it's involved in a murder mystery, where it's like, this guy is sus as fuck. He's bad. So I thought it was like really interesting of like just perspective on the difference between that and how opinionated everyone is where like whenever there's resistance to you guys trying to get information, you're just like, ooh, he's suspicious. Where like the difference is like those frustrating moments where you guys go do the Book of Fate and you find out it was a flub and you're just like, well, we got nothing here.
Mm-hmm.
And we just immediately kind of like abandoned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, it's, can I talk about the dwarf thing that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
I won't go in depth. We were talking about the dwarves and how you guys, who was it that went to go see the dwarves? I think it was Leo, Lycan, and Brian.
Yeah.
And we were like, I was talking about it with Nick. And we were like saying like you guys went there, and this was before we went and like started trying to solve like okay, what's the actual pattern between all these deaths?
Yeah.
And in those moments, like I tune, like as a player, I tune out. I mean, I'm listening so that I know general things for DMing purposes, but I try and tune out as much as possible so that Nissa knows nothing going on, so that I can't accidentally metagame. And you guys went there when we were in that mindset of, oh, we got to figure out who wanted to kill Orin. Why was Orin important? What was everyone's connection to Orin specifically? Like, we were all on that. And then Nick and I were talking, and we were talking about this one thing, and Nick brought up the fact that we knew because of the book. Are you okay if I go on this?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't explicitly said, but there's a lot of context.
Well, we knew because of the book that Orin wrote that the dwarves were there on a research trip.
Yeah.
And we never asked them what they were researching.
Oh, bother.
Yeah. And also in the book as well, it said that that Glacis has went to the pillar to teach classes. And for
classes,
you guys,
the classes.
Hell yeah. And for you guys, you know that since it's a school for only conjuration magic, so like context clues, maybe they're conjuration wizards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and that's something that we can look into, and I've been planning to want to look into,
yeah.
But
yeah,
I was just like, yeah, we didn't ask about what they're researching.
I mean, I'm gonna be so honest, that book was in one ear out the other.
No, and I get it completely. Same thing. I only knew because I went back and read it.
Yeah.
And that was the only, like, because I didn't absorb, I can't absorb while we're like reading that sort of stuff. And that's why we did the whole Gabe taking over thing.
But. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it goes back to those really minor details that I left. Like, whenever, like, you guys had that aha moment whenever I gave out the pamphlet and the corrective tariff act was finally enacted. And then, like, you guys remember, like, oh, wait, well, that little pamphlet that what the Tolona Goshen Watch Guard handed to McGundren to be like, here you go. And it was just like a small little detail that I mentioned to be like, oh, well, that's what that was.
And I think it's just a testament to how much Nick really does put stuff in our hands. And I'm not saying it was bad that you guys didn't catch that. I didn't catch it until literally talking with Nick.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy that that's the case.
Yeah. So for Sophia, if you want, as a murder mystery expert yourself, how well am I doing?
Oh, I think you're doing great. There's just a lot of data to keep track of. So, I don't think I've solved it by any means. I have lots of theories.
Yeah.
And I don't want to share all of them for fear of one of them being right and then spoiling your awesome story. So, but I have several branches of theories in my notes.
Uh-huh. I like it. Whenever we're done with this arc, I'd like to hear like all the theories.
Not all of them are strong theories. Some of them are like, he seems suspicious.
Good notes.
Yeah.
This guy,
he seems stinky.
This guy's sus. Yeah. Don't like him.
But sure, I can definitely share with you later. Yeah, I think you're doing great.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Sometimes it's information overload, but that's maybe just more me and getting
that's
late
definitely in the day. Me too. I have a hard time. I have a funny enough, I have a learning disability where it makes it really hard for me to process information. Sometimes whenever we're going through the book, I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, don't remember anything from the book. Zero things from the book. Whenever we were reading it, I was like,
We have the text version though. On Discord, so
that helps a lot. Having it typed in the Discord helps a lot. I just have in the moment a hard time remembering certain information.
Absolutely.
So like I do my best to try to write as fast as I can with all the information and try to be like, okay, let me try to make the links here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's my brain processes things slower than other people a lot of times.
But I mean, like, our characters are also in the same position. Absolutely. We are. Yeah. And like I just talked about, we're investigators in title, but we're learning how to do this.
Yeah.
And there's no way that our characters would necessarily catch everything. So it's okay that we don't.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And listen, I was not digging on any of them.
Oh,
no.
Like, I just wanted that to be clear. No. Like,
I don't think any of us interpreted it.
I think Lycan's preoccupied with the conflict with Gale right now. And so fair. Would be distracted.
Gale's
so.
Preoccupied with a lot of things.
Leo's like, this is deeper than drugs. Oh, God.
Whoa. There's a quote. Slap it on a t-shirt.
Deeper than drugs.
Deeper than drugs.
Oh, gosh.
Well, speaking of characters and what our growth has been, going back, like, I listened to episode one. And it is honestly, I know we talked about another Arcane Recovery of like the growth of our characters, how and like ideas of it, but like actually listening to how everyone was when we started like figuring out who our characters were, and then in episode one where it's like where one of the moments that stuck out to me where like the very first moment there was with Lycan where you healed me to come back up, and then after the fight you were like, hey, Gale, you wanna? I can heal you if you want. Here's a flower. And Gale's like, sure, let me just put on my tongue a little taste. And Lycan's like, ha, tricked you. Nothing happened.
No, that's so funny. Sophia so just realized silly. She like went over there and was like, okay, yeah, I'll slap, like, check off my tear slot. Oops, I don't have any left. Well, practical joke. It's kind of turned into a facet of her personality, and I think it makes sense. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it's just her trying to be close to people.
Yeah, but it was such a like weird moment to be like, wow, we're at a different stage of life in this podcast for our characters.
Yeah, jeez. What?
Yes, Jake?
No, nothing, don't worry about it.
No, would you
Jake's been scrolling through memes on Discord this whole time.
Jacobson?
He's been just looking at memes this whole time on Discord.
Jacob.
I think Keith is too.
I just called you Jacob, and that was weird for me.
We've been into the gifts Discord. Back and forth to each other in our private DMs.
And that's why neither of you fuckers have been talking.
Well, there was a moment where I looked at Heath's laptop, and then I saw like this like maybe silicone jiggly face thing, and it was like there. I'm like, what is Heath looking at right now?
It says cope. And it's like a, it's
you know, you should have pulled the classic teacher like, and what's your answer on that? And they'd be like, what? two.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, if you guys want to see, I'll turn my laptop around.
No.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
One of them is just gorillas fighting each other.
Gorillas.
I laugh because the most recent one I sent didn't send as a GIF, and it sent as like a video you had to play. And I was like, no, that's not what I wanted to do.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well,
good morning.
I hope we've recovered. Yeah, good morning indeed. It's not good night.
Yeah.
Good morning, good evening, and good night.
Yes. Well, here we go. This is the start of our day, and let's get into these episodes, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting things.
I fucked up all my dice.
And
wait,
you
don't end it yet.
Oh, why?
Gotta say your thing.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. I was getting the script.
Yeah, say your thing.
Say your thing.
Say your thing.
Everybody, hey. Boo this motherfucker.
Oh! Boo!
That is truly my new favorite bit.
Remind me about that after we're done recording because I want to say something.
It's a good bit.
That is so funny. I love that bit. But
actually, as he's trying to find his script, Nick has been looking back through the different episodes because he's giving me timestamps so that I can create more stuff for social media stuff.
Yeah.
To make things easier. And the one I just edited was the Elven song.
Mm.
And the Elven intro into it. And it's really cool because I forgot that, like, I knew we did it, but like it just left my mind because that wasn't the focus. And it's really like I'm not gonna say what, but I was just talking with Sophia a couple days ago about something that we're gonna attempt to start doing. It doesn't directly fit in with that per se, but it's interesting to see where I'm headed with some of my story, whatever I take back over. And it was cool to get to go back and see some of that stuff and be like, oh, I forgot that this was a cool thing that's going to then continue to evolve throughout time. And I'm really excited for it because I went on Friday. I actually took off work because I was very, very tired.
Truth.
And I needed a break day. And I was planning to use that day as a social media day. I actually ended up using the next day because I sat down and randomly had like 30,000 thoughts about what to do with Arc 3. And then I was texting Sophia about some plans of what I wanted to imagine and think of. And I was like, my God, it's really interesting because if you don't know, Nick and I have like claimed certain people's backstories.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so like Nick kind of is focusing on, if you haven't been able to tell, is focusing on Gael right now and Brian.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
And obviously Nyssa, because I can't do Nyssa's backstory and that I would not want to do Nyssa's backstory. But then I'm more covering Lycan, Leo, and like, and Elxidor, and then we both kind of share Sig's stuff right now. So I'm not going to say what, but there's some cool stuff coming with Leo and Lycan, and I'm really excited to start talking about that and start talking about all that shit.
Yeah, we haven't seen Rathul for a while.
We haven't.
You know, since he's like, not today, Sig. You know,
he's chilling.
Is that the only line we've heard from Rathul so far?
No, we've heard.
No, he tried to eat me.
Okay.
He tried to eat me.
Not in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Not much this arc. He's been quiet.
He's been very quiet.
He ain't fucking with the magistrate and whatnot. So he's been.
The magistrate.
He's been hiding and shit. He also, like, every other place I go into in this district, he's like, I don't fuck with people. I'm sitting in the back.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, everyone, I hope you all have a wonderful day. Stay warm, stay safe, stay dry, because it's a little rainy today. So we'll see if it's rainy the next when this episode airs. But stay chaotic. Keep everyone on their toes and don't let them know your next McDonald's order.
That's the script?
Until next time, be careful adventuring. If you're tired, come back home.
Did you say I was wondering, I was like, did we change it?
Yeah, he did by accident.
Stay safe. No, wait, I just said it right.
Stay safe.
Idiot. Idiot.